Degrees with a flood watch here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Students at Belmont University's Frist College of Medicine are in a difficult position. The med school's first cohort is halfway through the four-year program, and now its attempt to gain accreditation has been paused in probationary status. And that first class won't know the results until the end of their final year. Belmont will offer a refund if any of them want to leave for another school. Neither Belmont nor the national board that oversees all U.S. med schools have explained the root cause of the delay in accreditation. The Nashville Banner reports faculty turnover has been very high, with some physicians expressing concern over the school's lack of connection to a specific hospital. As Tennessee voters begin casting election ballots, one subject that's front and center is the legislature's abrupt redrawing of congressional districts. Multiple voters told WPLN they're bothered by what they saw as blatant partisanship and the splicing apart of communities. And Franklin, retired election commission employee Paula McCord, says she used to see the parties work together more fairly on redistricting.
They only did it for one purpose, and that was to disenfranchise with the black people and with the Democrats in Memphis, all the way through, to make sure that Trump holds his spot and keeps his supermajority. It's not the right way to do things. I'm sorry. That's how I feel.
Memphis and Nashville are each now split across three congressional districts, some of which stretch long distances and combine rural and urban areas. Election day for the partisan primaries is August 6th, and early voting is underway now. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN Nashville Public Radio.